From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 7th, 2013. Here are stories that made the news from October 4th through October 7th. William J. Kembel reported in the Daily Freeman, Catskill Town Board members were briefed on the Star Read registration campaign by a representative of the State Office of Real Property during a recent meeting. The board was told the campaign was necessary because so many people have illegally claimed more than one property for assessment reductions. Property owners who have been receiving basic STAR exemptions should have received a letter with an identification number for their property. They will be required to use that number to re-register either on the state website at www.tax.newyork.gov or by calling 518-457-2036. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mary Shields reported in the Columbia paper, Columbia County jail revenues have nearly doubled over the past year from boarding fees. According to a report recently presented to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee, as of August, the county received $600,000 for boarding out-of-county inmates versus approximately $319,000 for the same period in 2012. Lieutenant Thomas Lanfear of the County Sheriff's Office explained inmate daily rates are $80 for Greene County, $90 for the U.S. Marshals Service, and $85 for other counties. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal on the details of the Lexington town ballot in November. In the town supervisor race, incumbent Democrat Dixie Baldry, seeking a fourth term, is being challenged by Republican Donald Falk. Five candidates are vying for two open town board seats. Incumbent John Berger, GOP choices Bradley Jenkins and Anthony Glennon, and Democratic Party hopefuls Michael Barcone and Joe Cuesta. Incumbent Robert Basil, a town justice for more than 30 years, is seeking re-election. Basil, a Republican, will face Democratic challenger Alan Cross. Incumbent Highway Superintendent Frank Hermance is seeking re-election on the Republican line. He will be opposed by Democrat and political newcomer George Dart. And Democrat Alice Cross is running against incumbent Republican Emily Fleissner for town clerk. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. John Mason reported in the Register Star, the city of Hudson is looking for a new assessor. Attorney Garth Slocum's term ended September 30th, but he was not reappointed by Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. Hallenbeck said he is now in conversation with the New York Conference of Mayors and the State Office of Real Property Services to determine whether the city's currently listed job qualifications are sound. The mayor said he is considering the possibility of asking GAR Associates, the firm that did the city's reval in 2011, to help during the interim. Read the full story in the Register Star. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook in effect for 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday for the Hudson River Valley, including the Greater Capital District. South to southeast winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts of more than 50 miles per hour are predicted. Surface winds will increase ahead of a cold front late Monday morning, peaking around midday through early afternoon before shifting to the west and decreasing by early evening. There is a slight chance of severe thunderstorms in the afternoon and early evening as a strong cold front moves from west to east. The main hazard from the thunderstorms should be the potentially damaging wind gusts. A brief period of heavy rain will also accompany these thunderstorms. This may lead to ponding of water in low-lying, poor drainage and urban areas. Showers are likely in today's forecast, with thunderstorms possibly after 4 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, with a high near 71 today. It'll be breezy with a south wind from 9 to 14 miles per hour, increasing to 17 to 22 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 46 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch are possible. Monday night, showers are likely, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, with a low around 45. Forecast for the next 3 days. For Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high near 67. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 67, and Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 67, and Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 7 a.m. and sunset today will be at 6:25 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 25 minutes. That wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 7th, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.